This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Good to have you with us, Matt Graham.
What is up, David?
All right. So, yeah, last week was great. Obviously, if you looked at a rate sheet, you definitely saw that. It was pretty low volatility, honestly, given the ground that we've covered in recent months. Trading range was pretty narrow. No real drama from the Fed, probably a little bit of benefit, but it sort of gets lost in the shuffle in the bigger picture. In terms of economic data, I think we can probably start making a case for weaker data doing something to support the recent drop in yields, although that's definitely not the primary source of motivation or the whole story. But for instance, new home sales, 676K versus an 800K forecast, pretty big miss. There are subtleties in the home sales data, obviously, that people in the industry are going to say, but, and that's correct. And I'm not here to tell you that the bond market is responding to home sales data as if it were weaker data, because the bond market also understands supply chain disruptions and things like that. But nonetheless, weaker data headlines do add up. Durable goods, 0.8 versus 2.1, another pretty big miss. Yep. GDP, I would say, is more of a moving target. It came in at 6.5 versus an 8.5 forecast. But I think everybody understands we're still in the process of feeling out what the post-COVID economy is going to look like. Last but not least, on the weaker data front, pending home sales down 1.9% versus a forecast of 8.3% improvement. Also, they're still sort of range binding. A lot of regression to more stable, more sideways range after working through some of the post-COVID volatility. And much remains to be seen. The Fed told us the same thing on Wednesday afternoon. They did a relatively phenomenal job of threading the needle that we hoped they were going to thread by introducing or talking up the topic of tapering a little bit more. Everybody thought they would do that. And they actually put something in the announcement itself, but it was very subtle and thus fairly well digested. It was just a sentence they added. It goes like this: since the economy has made progress toward these goals, the committee will continue to assess progress in the coming meeting. And before that, it had strictly indicated it would continue to increase its holdings of bonds. So basically, the bond buying was going to continue until such time that they had made substantial further progress to their goals. So then they just took this announcement to throw in a sentence saying, we've made some progress toward those goals. They didn't use the word some, they just said progress, but they did not say substantial further progress. Obviously, if they had, then their goals would be accomplished and they would be tapering. In the press conference itself, Powell pushed back on that a little bit more and even used the plural to say we're continue to discuss this in coming meetings, sort of indicating that we're probably looking at least out until November before they would actually pull the trigger on announcing tapering. Would probably then, worst case scenario for bonds, they might take the worst next meeting as an opportunity to really telegraph and foreshadow the tapering move. And they definitely want to do that. So bond markets overall, I think we're pleased with it, but it was pretty neutral in the bigger picture and didn't cause a huge rally. So now this week, we're kicking the week off with a huge rally. And a lot of that followed the ISM manufacturing data this morning, which was only slightly weaker than expected. But the prices paid component, so sort of a very early inflation indicator, was lower and it fell at the fastest pace since the beginning of COVID. Remember, the outright level is still quite high, but what traders are looking for is this turning point where we can stop worrying about these upside surprises in inflation and see it leveling off. And then people are going to have more confidence that, hey, maybe the Fed is right, that this inflation thing is driven by COVID-related supply chain disruptions, and it is going to level off. And they are going to get away with this super accommodative policy for as long as they thought they could. And that's going to be supportive for the bond market. Just to go back to last week real quick, one really great thing that Powell said last week was simply that while certain members of the Fed have forwarded the idea of tapering MBS before treasuries, it does not appear to be a majority viewpoint. At the very worst, they may discuss tapering MBS at a different pace than treasuries, but that is not necessarily going to happen either. All in all, a good confirmation, a good small victory for the mortgage side of the market relative to treasuries, because there was some speculation that the Fed might give unequal treatment to the two. That wouldn't have been as big of a deal as it might sound, but it would have hurt MBS spreads relative to treasuries. The rest of this week, I think we can focus on data. It's going to take more than 1 week or even 1 month of strong data to change anything the Fed just said, but certainly all eyes on non-farm payrolls on Friday. That's our biggest monthly opportunity to sort of update the outlook as far as the Fed might be concerned. Other relevant reports before then, we will get ADP employment on Wednesday, sometimes the bellwether for NFE, and ISM's not non-manufacturing PMI, which is typically a bit bigger of a market mover than the manufacturing one that we had this morning. With us, as always, jobless claims on Thursday, and that is it as far as the bigger ticket econ reports. Holding near the lowest yields since February, and we're able to do this because COVID case counts are ramping. Traders that are in the know that case counts are going to continue to ramp up for the next several weeks, and I think that provides a lot of insulation for bonds in the short term. But after that, looks like it's starting to turn a corner. Watch out for a bounce in rates sometime in the coming weeks. And could also have an eye on the debt ceiling situation, seeing some resolution. Could have an eye on repositioning after the short base gets squeezed even further. So either way, very good for right now. Combine it with the removal of the adverse market fee. Rates are stellar and increasingly compelling as far as taking advantage of those and taking some chips off the table from a lock float standpoint.
Short base squeeze. Yeah. Okay. We need an interpreter here. So I need a market app. Like there's a language app that does conversion.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I'm sorry about that. It's a constant struggle. In fact, half of the things that have a permanent home on our website are explanations for other things that might be set.
I would call attention. You do a great job of explaining. So here's the deal. We love your updates. You send out updates throughout the day. You text them to us. And this is really, really helpful. You're brilliant.
You too, man.
Great job. I'm so glad to have you part of the podcast.
Hey, have a good one, Dave. Good to see you.
Hey, I realize you and our guest are up there in the same neck of the woods. Ken Perry's right across the Columbia River there.
Yeah, it's been in the 90s to 100 here the past few days. So, yeah. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, I bet you appreciate you, man. All right, folks, that's it. That wraps up this week's mortgage update with all the things going on in the Hot Topics segment. Appreciate you being here. Next week, we'll be broadcasting live from Lenders One Summer Conference in Orlando. Everyone's saying, I'm a little nervous about going there because of the recent variant that seems to be popping up there. We actually had a family that was vacationing there, came back. The whole family came down with COVID as a result of that. So, I mean, it's like, use wisdom when you're out there, folks. Be careful in protecting each other. Do what's wise. Just be respectful for where everyone's at. My recommendation. But anyway, I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors as we exit. Finastra, CMLA, Lenders One, Incelerate with Josh Friend there, and Mobility MMI with Ben Turling, Modix with Dale Larson, our friends at MBA, Knowledge Cube, Ken Perry, our very own Ken Perry with us today. Sign up and check up on them as well as the Mortgage Collaborative, all of the various vendors that are sponsors of our podcast. Thank you all for being here. Have a great week. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.